From the KBIA Newsroom, I'm Sarah Shariari. We've all seen the stories. Premature baby goes home after spending 100-something days in the hospital. But what happens next? Do babies born preterm end up just like their full-term counterparts, or are there lasting health complications resulting from prematurity? In her series, An Uncertain Road, Life After Premature Birth, Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk explores these questions.
It's a crisp afternoon in September. Kids are playing tag and there's a nice fall breeze coming off the nearby lake. David Beversdorf and his son William are walking toward the swing set. While William doesn't seem particularly interested in the people around him, he does seem very intent on the swings. It's astonishing how mobile and normal this little redheaded boy seems. He's a little small for his age and is a little unsteady on his feet, but he gets where he wants to go. He doesn't make a lot of eye contact, but once he's on the swing, his smile lights up his entire face. And why shouldn't a 3.5-year-old be happy and healthy and love to swing? Well, because William's happy and healthy life wasn't always so certain, and some would say he's nothing short of a modern medical miracle.
Kids just don't survive from what he survived.
What is it that he survived? His birth. William was born at just 22 weeks and one day. He weighed just 1 pound, 3 ounces. His mom, Shelley, says he was half-baked. He was actually extremely premature, and according to some academic research, this mark, 22 weeks, is the limit of viability for babies. David says the doctors were honest with him and Shelley and told them there was less than a 5% chance that William would make it. John Pardalis, a neonatologist in mid-Missouri, says,
and at 22 weeks, they have less than a 10% chance of surviving.
George McCones, a high-risk obstetrician and the head of the March of Dimes Research Center at Washington University in St. Louis, says he would tell a family in that situation that the chance of survival would be,
at 22 weeks, zero.
There has been some research done on survival rates of 22-weekers, but the data is limited. One article published in the Journal of the American Medical Association found that even babies that make it through the neonatal intensive care unit, or NICU, can be affected by serious, life-altering conditions. 334 of the infants in the study were born at 22 weeks, the same gestational age as William. Only 22 of them survived to leave the NICU. None of them left without a serious complication. Here are Pardalis and McCones talking about some of the complications preemies can face.
The more premature you are, the more likely you're going to have those long-term problems. We'll just start at one point. So let's say the eyes. Okay.
It's called retinopathy of prematurity. Serious respiratory problems.
Next is hearing.
Leading into the head.
But that still doesn't take everything out of the picture.
Major problems with the GI tract.
Those would probably be the major things we would talk about with parents in terms of complications.
Fortunately, William was lucky and never experienced the damaging trauma that some other preemies do while in the NICU, and he benefited from one huge medical development that's come around in the last 20 years.
Surfactant therapy.
Pardalis says surfactant therapy is a treatment that essentially lubricates the premature infant's underdeveloped lungs to help them breathe easier. He says before this therapy,
you would see these kids struggling to take that next breath. They would be using all their rib muscles to try to force the air into the lungs. And so a lot of them didn't make it. They just wore out.
This therapy became widely used in the 90s. It's greatly increased the chances that even the youngest preemies, like William, can survive.
We went from 28 weeks being 50-50 chance now to 24 weeks being a 50-50 chance of surviving.
But just because William didn't face many life-threatening or particularly damaging events in the NICU doesn't mean he got off scot-free. In fact, even now, several years into his life, William is still facing challenges that are a result of his premature birth. David said physically William's doing great. He doesn't take any medications, and other than the occasional cold, he seems relatively healthy. So physically, he's doing unpredictably well. But
developmentally, we're working on it.
William goes to the Robert G. Combs Language Preschool at the University of Missouri twice a week to work on his language skills and to give him an opportunity to socialize with others his age. These classes are important for William because his future, at least developmentally, remains uncertain.
Frog.
At 3.5, William had few language skills or words, an autistic diagnosis, and he seemed pretty disinterested in engaging with other people. But now at 4, he's beginning to say a few words and is allowing others to share the iPad with him at preschool, at least for a few minutes. David says he and Shelley employ an unusual technique to get William to work on language skills, the swing. David says William just seems more interested in working on language while he's swinging. So they swing at the park, and they swing at home, a house on the bluffs overlooking the Missouri River.
See, I mean, his language is the lead with the super early stuff. And he's physically very healthy. So it's weird, like he seems to understand a lot better, but it's hard to get him to talk. And so.
But that's not all they're trying, not even close. William also goes from different therapies to doctor's visits to horseback riding to gymnastics to a church daycare. The Beversdorfs say that having William in all of these activities maximizes his abilities, whatever those may be, and gives him the best chance at succeeding. And Pardalis says they're right.
Maybe they could start therapy sooner to help train the baby's brain to do normal stuff later on in life. Because baby's brains, it's the only time in your life that new nerve cells are being formed and developed all the time.
David says he doesn't try and predict what William will or will not be able to achieve.
You know, because he's going to do what he's going to do, and that's a really healthier attitude for any child, to just help them do what it is they want to do as much as possible.
And even for David, a neurologist, all of these therapies and doctor's visits can be a financial struggle. He says fights with the insurance company are now pretty common.
I mean, we could rent a small apartment for the amount we're having to go out of pocket on the copays. It's a real problem. I mean, if it's a problem for me with our resources, think about what kind of a problem it'd be for others.
It's been a few months since the first meeting at the park with the Beversdorfs. William is now 4 years old. Shelley's at home because she caught a bug that William brought home from school. So David settles William in the swing, and then...
Daddy?
Daddy?
Yeah.
And can we say mom?
Mommy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh.
Swing, swing.
All right, well, we gotta let him swing now.
They are working on combining some of William's newfound words, but for now, on a sunny afternoon at the park, David says seeing William happy and smiling is enough. From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith.